This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
In every generation, there are people who have to make the ultimate sacrifice. We have hundreds of thousands of our brothers and sisters today in Gaza who are making that sacrifice, whose lives are being taken from them, who are being killed and murdered and massacred. But this is not a new tradition. This story is as old as the Ummah itself. And inshallah, in this series, we're going to be talking about the martyrs from the time and the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a source of comfort and inspiration. A year before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the hijrah, the migration from Mecca to Medina, 12 individuals came and visited the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam during the season of Hajj in Mecca, on the outskirts of Mina. Six of them had visited with him a year before that, and there were six new people. And they all on that night gave an oath of allegiance to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam appointed them as 12 representatives, delegates in their community on behalf of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to spread the word of Islam. And one of those 12 people was Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abdullah bin Rawaha was from the tribe of Al-Khazraj, and he was a really remarkable person. He was a warrior, he was an expert cavalryman, very good at riding horses and fighting. He was a poet, and he also had very interesting connections to other companions. He was a maternal uncle, the khal of Nu'man bin Bashir radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, and he was also the half-brother through the mother of Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he became Muslim on that night and went back to Medina and served as a pillar of the community and helped to spread the message and the word of Islam, and eventually became someone the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would rely upon, would depend upon. And he was so gifted. Allah had gifted him with this eloquence that was remarkable. There are these very beautiful words that the Prophet ﷺ, he himself was very fond of. And Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala anhu had said these words, Ya Rabbi, لولا أنت ما اهتدينا ولا تصدقنا ولا صلينا. Our Lord, if it were not for you, we never would have been rightly guided. We never would have given charity. We never would have prayed. فأنزلا سكينة علينا وثبت الأقدام إن لاكينا. Please send down your tranquility upon us and make our feet firm if we meet our enemy in the battlefield. إن الكفار قد بغوا علينا وإن أرادوا فتنة أبينا. That these enemy, they are trying to transgress against us. And when they try to put us into fitna, take us away from our deen, our belief, our religion, we refuse, we refuse. And the Prophet ﷺ, when he heard him say those words, the Prophet ﷺ added on, he said, Abayna, Abayna, we refuse, we refuse. Abdullah bin Rawaha was such a remarkable person. And that's exactly why the Prophet ﷺ chose him and selected him to join the army in Ghazwa Mu'ta in the 8th year of Hijrah, and put him third in charge after Zayd bin Haritha and Ja'far bin Abi Talib. And there was a reason why the Prophet ﷺ put him in charge. The Prophet ﷺ knew how courageous, how fearless Abdullah bin Rawaha was, and that the Muslims would need the leadership of Abdullah bin Rawaha. When they got close, they heard about how huge the army was that they were going to face. And there was a little bit of a discussion about, should we go, should we not go, what should we do? Abdullah bin Rawaha stood up and he rallied the Muslims. He said, Ya Qawm, O people, فَوَاللَّهِ إِنَّ الَّذِي تَكْرَهُونَ لَلَّتِي خَرَجْتُمْ لَهَا الشَّهَادَةَ الشَّهَادَةَ. He said, O my people, the thing that you are dreading is the exact reason why you came here today. And that is shahada, that is martyrdom. To give your life for the sake of Allah, to be willing to make the ultimate sacrifice for what you believe in, for what's right. And when that moment came in the battlefield, when he was informed, Zayd has fallen, Ja'far has fallen, you must take the banner now. He said to himself, مَا لِي أَرَاكِ تَكْرَهِينَ الْجَنَّةِ He said to himself, why do you hate paradise so much? Why do you dislike Jannah? You're going to Jannah. You're going to paradise. Don't worry. There's nothing to worry about. And he plunged into the battlefield and made the ultimate sacrifice and became one of the great martyrs of our ummah. Abdullah bin Rawaha, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Never underestimate the courage that is demonstrated by the shuhada, by the martyrs. Our brothers and sisters whose lives are being taken, they are so courageous, standing so strong and tall in the face of oppression, in the face of dhulm, for what's right, for what they believe in, for what they know is correct. And they deserve our respect and our admiration for that. May Allah accept their sacrifice. And may Allah count them amongst the martyrs and raise them in the ranks of all these illustrious martyrs and in the company of the Prophet ﷺ. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen.